We're all familiar with the Minig Olam on Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of Parshat B'Shalach, when we feed the birds on Shabbos Shira, or if you go with the Chumra, the Magen Avraham, you put it out before Shabbos, but whatever your Minig is, there's a Minig. And in fact, that was the strong Minig in Yerushalayim, it's Sitz Eliezer writes, that the custom of many big Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, or I should say of Yerushalayim, to feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. And they relied on the age-old principle of Minig Yisrael Torah. And obviously there's a halachic basis, but there are those who continue to feed the birds even on Shabbos, not like the Magen Avraham. And in fact, they say the custom of Rav Shmuel Wozner is to feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. When he asked about the Magen Avraham says, what about Muksa? You can't feed animals that don't belong to you. He says that to Bizman Azeh, there's not adequate food available for all of them. And therefore, and most birds, he claims, are undernourished. I don't know if it's still true. And therefore, they fall into the same category as a cow or as a dog, which one is permitted to feed on Shabbos. So therefore, that's clearly a minig. And there's another famous minig of feeding the fish or throwing crumbs in the water during Tashrich. However, there's another minig which isn't so well known, even though it's brought down in the Torah and the Ramah. He quotes an old minig on Erev Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos Shira, I mean, not again Shabbos Shira, but also, in addition to Shabbos Shira, to place food on Erev Yom Kippur for the birds to eat. And the Taz says, what's Pshat? What kind of minig is this? And the Taz says, because by giving food to birds, you're showing racham and you're showing compassion, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show compassion, rachamim, to the Jewish people. And obviously, since we need all the help we could get on Yom Kippur, there's no better time to do this custom of Erev Yom Kippur. And the quote from Rav Chaim Palagi in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, that when you feed birds, you do acts of chesed, he says, is a segula. This segula, he says, could be employed all year round. And he says, don't just limit it to Erev Yom Kippur. You should feed the birds all year. It's not just a segula Erev Yom Kippur. It's a segula all year round. And specifically, he says, those who are suffering from illness and other, and are sick from other things, that by showing compassion towards animals, that will be a catalyst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanes on us. And as well, the Minchas Elazar, among others, points out as well that when compassion's evoked, when something about showing compassion on birds by feeding them, and therefore it's a segula. And you don't need a segula. We know there's a pasuk we say every day in Ashrei, in Tehillim, the Rachamav al kol ma'asav. There's a mitzvah, forget about segula, it's a mitzvah to feed hungry animals, even if they're ownerless. The mitzvah, you have to have mercy on everybody. And therefore, as the Machzis HaShekel points out, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much rachamim to those who are kind to birds, how much more so if you're kind to human beings? That's like we say every Friday night. We have a minig during Kiddush to cover up the challah. So there are different reasons for covering up the challah. One is zeche l'man. The man was covered, so we cover it up. However, another famous reason is not to embarrass the challah. What do you mean not to embarrass the challah? Very funny. The challah doesn't have any feelings. So that's what the Mefarshim point. So what do you mean not to embarrass the challah? Anyway, since all week long, you make hamotzi first,
But since on Shabbos we have to make Bor Pi HaGafen for his Kiddush, so therefore we want to cover up the challah, so to speak, that they shouldn't be insulted. So the Bali Musa points out, if we are so careful when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, not to embarrass an inanimate object which has no feelings, how much more so doesn't make any sense to cover the challah and then make fun of everyone at the table or insult people. So if, in other words, if you cover the challah, it's supposed to be a reminder, a segula, so to speak, to treat people better, like we found, you know, by Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't want to be involved in the turning the Nile River into blood because he was saved by it. So that's the Yisov. For some reason, in Pi Kabbalah, we see that the special Inyan of giving Rachmanis to birds, that's why Shabbat Shira probably, and that's why this meaning of Erev Yom Kippur, and the Ruach Chaim extends it to not just Erev Yom Kippur, but all year round, it's a good time, and it's not only a segula, it's Racham HaMakom Masov, and if the segula is to be nice to birds, to evoke Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so when we're nice to people, how much rachamim we will get. So in Erev Yom Kippur, I recommend not only feeding the birds at that Jeminik, but how about giving food to the poor and helping other people during this time period.